Bonjour à toutes et à tous et bienvenue dans un nouvel épisode du podcast Learn to French. Je m'appelle Eden et j'enseigne le français. Hello and welcome to another episode on the Learn to French podcast. If you're new here, my name is Eden and I teach French. In today's episode, we are going to practice your French listening skills. This exercise is perfect even if you're not at home, if you're in your car, or just working on some chores. It's perfectly fine for you to listen to it. You're still going to get some exposure to the French language and you can always come back to the script. So today we are going to work on a short text titled Des vacances à la mer. So this is how I would like you to listen to it. First, I will be reading it at a normal pace, just like how I would read it to anybody. Then I will be reading it slower. This will help you catch some words or expressions that you didn't really hear or understand during the first listening. And then, if you want, you can check the script. I will be linking it in the description of this episode. And you can also listen to the translation. I will be reading each sentence separately with the translation in English. Est-ce que vous êtes prêt? Are you ready? C'est parti! Des vacances à la mer. Pour cet été, j'ai prévu de passer mes vacances en bord de mer, comme beaucoup de personnes. Généralement, dans le sud de la France, il fait très beau. Je partirai en train et je dormirai dans un appartement. Sur place, il y a beaucoup d'activités. Je ferai des promenades en bateau, des randonnées et même du parachute ascensionnel. J'apprendrai aussi à faire du surf. Pour manger, il y a beaucoup de restaurants, mais aussi un marché trois fois par semaine. Je pourrai y acheter de bons fruits et légumes locaux pour cuisiner chez moi. J'ai hâte. Très bien. Now here's to listening to the slower version of that text. Des vacances à la mer. Pour cet été, j'ai prévu de passer mes vacances en bord de mer, comme beaucoup de personnes. Généralement, dans le sud de la France, il fait très beau. Je partirai en train et je dormirai dans un appartement. Sur place, il y a beaucoup d'activités. Je ferai des promenades en bateau, des randonnées et même du parachute ascensionnel. J'apprendrai aussi à faire du surf. Pour manger, il y a beaucoup de restaurants, mais aussi un marché trois fois par semaine. Je pourrai y acheter de bons fruits et légumes locaux pour cuisiner chez moi. J'ai hâte. Très bien. Now you can take a look at the script if you want. I will be reading the text at a normal pace, but you will have the script with you. So you can now click on the link in the description of this episode. Des vacances à la mer. Pour cet été, j'ai prévu de passer mes vacances en bord de mer, comme beaucoup de personnes. Généralement, dans le sud de la France, il fait très beau. Je partirai en train et je dormirai dans un appartement. Sur place, il y a beaucoup d'activités. Je ferai des promenades en bateau, des randonnées et même du parachute ascensionnel. J'apprendrai aussi à faire du surf. Pour manger, il y a beaucoup de restaurants, mais aussi un marché trois fois par semaine. Je pourrai y acheter de bons fruits et légumes locaux pour cuisiner chez moi. J'ai hâte. Now, before I move on to the translated version of this text, I would like you to talk about how important listening comprehension is at this stage, which would be the level A2. Now, as you've heard the two versions of this text, so the normal pace and the slower pace, well, they sound a bit different. In everyday life, in a French-speaking country, people will tend to speak the same way as I was reading the first text, so my first reading at a normal pace. And this is simply because you would do the same in your native language. as a native speaker, you might not always be motivated to speak slower with a non-native speaker that is learning your language. And this is why I think it's very important for you to improve your listening comprehension when you're learning French. So you can practice by listening to texts or watching videos on YouTube, but then again, the script is not always available. This is why I could also encourage you to find a native speaker, but that's not easy. I am a French teacher and I have students who are learning French. And in our lessons, we also have a short part where we will just talk about our day or our week, what their plans are, or simply what's happening with the world. Basically, I will adapt my sessions to my student because not every learner is the same and they all have many things to talk about, many passions, different passions, and also all kinds of hobbies. And this makes great discussions with my students. I love knowing what they have to say about this topic or that topic, and that's a really great way to have them speak French. This is why I always recommend French learners to work on speaking with their French tutor if they have one. If you are still looking for a good native speaking tutor, there are many different platforms that you can choose from online. One that I would recommend would be LanguageTalk. It's a platform in which you can find and choose your native speaking tutor, so from France or Belgium, and you can actually book a 30-minute free trial session with them. So the price will depend on the tutor because they are the ones to choose their fee, but they usually start at around $14 or 12 euros. So you can choose from a wide range of tutors. You will be able to read the reviews that their students left for them, and also you'll be able to see their introduction video. If you're interested in booking a trial session, you can go ahead on languagetalk.com/Eden. That's languagetalk, languagetalk.com/Eden, E-D-E-N. So let's now work on the translation of the text that you've just listened. Are you ready? Est-ce que vous êtes prêts? C'est parti. Des vacances à la mer. Pour cet été, j'ai prévu de passer mes vacances en bord de mer, comme beaucoup de personnes. For this summer, I plan to spend my vacations by the sea like many people. Généralement, dans le sud de la France, il fait très beau. Je partirai en train et je dormirai dans un appartement. Generally, in the south of France, the weather is very nice. I will go by train and I will sleep in an apartment. Sur place, il y a beaucoup d'activités. There are many activities on site. Je ferai des promenades en bateau, des randonnées et même du parachute ascensionnel. I will go on boat rides, hikes, and even parasailing. J'apprendrai aussi à faire du surf. I will also learn how to surf. Pour manger, il y a beaucoup de restaurants, mais aussi un marché trois fois par semaine. For eating, there are many restaurants, but also a market three times a week. Je pourrais y acheter de bons fruits et légumes locaux pour cuisiner chez moi. I will be able to buy good local fruits and vegetables to cook at home. J'ai hâte. I can't wait for that. Et voilà. I hope you enjoyed today's listening comprehension practice. Don't forget to click on the link in the description of this episode to read the text. If you are interested in taking private one-on-one online lessons with a native French tutor, you can also see the link in the description of this episode. Merci beaucoup d'être resté avec moi aujourd'hui et je vous dis à bientôt pour un nouvel épisode sur Learn to French. Au revoir!